Hello and welcome to Win Over Depression. I am your host, Tamara Trotter. This podcast is dedicated to shedding light on mental illness and making sure that everyone knows that even though you suffer with a mental illness, you can still thrive. Today, we'll be talking about hope and how important it is that we never lose hope. So what is hope? Hope is the belief that despite what's happening in our lives, that we can always overcome and feel better. Hope is what gets us up in the morning. Hope is what we strive to have exist in our life. Because when we have faith, hope, and love, even though the greatest of those three is love, hope is a constant. Hope is a part of the ingredient. So even when we feel hopeless, we know that when we ask and when we feel in our heart of hearts that things will turn around for the better and that we will feel better the next day, or we can think about the future. The future also gives us hope. So when we think about what's going on in the moment in our lives and we feel hopeless, we have to refocus our mind and go back to a time when we felt that hope existed. We must always believe that hope is going to pull us through. It's going to help us get to the next day, get to the next month, get to the next year. We can never give up hope, because when we give up hope, we are giving up on ourselves. And we always have to realize that no matter how dark or gloomy our life may seem, it cannot last. But we have to believe that. We have to do something different when we feel like we are drowning in quicksand, or the same circumstances that have happened in our lives over and over again are going to continue. We have to change the narrative. There must be a mental shift that says, even though I suffer with depression or a mental illness, I believe and I know that I can be successful in whatever goal I am trying to accomplish. Because when we lose hope, we lose a part of ourselves. What's interesting about hope is that hope can possibly break us or it can make us. You know how when someone's sick and we hope that they get better, we hope that they pull through, and we really believe that when we think about that person, we give them some inspiration. And even if what we wanted to happen didn't turn out exactly the way we wanted, when we inspire people, despite what may not turn out the way that we want it, we are still instilling hope. And sometimes hope is all that we have to hang on to. So are you hopeful about a situation in your life? Do you hope that you will feel better and that life will turn out different if you make some changes? Do you hope that the medication that you're taking will work for you? Do you hope that tomorrow will be a brighter day? Do you hope that despite the relationship that you have with a close friend, that it may feel hopeless, like you'll never get back the closeness
that you once had. But when we have hope and we believe and we're hopeful about something, there needs to be an action that goes along with it. Because hope can feel like wishful thinking. But if we put some strength and some courage behind the hope, then we are giving it that extra boost of not only inspiration, but of just that deep feeling. It's almost like synergy. When we give hope to an action plan, when we give hope to what seems like a situation that is too far gone, we can actually revive that situation. We can start thinking differently about what we believed was going to be the outcome. When we have hope, the outcomes change. When we believe in ourselves, outcomes change. So do you have hope and belief in yourself? And if not, what can you do to get that hope back in your life? Because you can hope for something, but if you hope for something and you're not actually taking action, it's very difficult for it to come to pass. So when you're hopeful, you have a belief that something different or better is going to come your way. But what are you going to do to help that hope grow in yourself or in another person? Because hope is powerful. It is something that when you have it and when you feel it, there is a sense of success and there's a peace that you have. But when you lose hope, you fall into a pit of despair. You spiral downward very fast, and it is very difficult to pull yourself out. So I know that when you suffer with depression and you have episodes of depression, you lose hope. And I know that because sometimes I grow weary and I feel hopeless. But what I have decided is that I will still continue to believe that I can get better and that I will get better, because your thinking makes all the difference in the world. So what do you really think about your current circumstance? Do you believe that you will never get better? Do you believe that the people who have not been in your corner are not going to ever understand your condition? Or do you believe that if you continue to educate them, to help them to understand you better, to rather than become defensive when they say you're faking and you really aren't depressed, when you can give them some examples to show that you are not faking and that there are real symptoms that you experience? We tend to shut down when people are judging us, when people are thinking that we're doing something that just isn't there. But when we take the time to explain our feelings and we have the ability to give examples, then we are able to really help that person to better understand. So you can never give up hope. You may lose hope for a certain period of time, but you have to find it again. It's almost like creating your own sunshine, because when we create our own sunshine and when we are proactive about our situation and when we believe in ourselves and when we know that if we persist, if we continue, it will get better,
Now, did I always believe and have hope that my depression would be better and I would feel better when I was in a state where I was really depressed? I probably did not. But what did I decide to do? I decided to learn more about mental illness, to listen to those who have overcome their circumstances, those people who live with this mental illness, but they are still working jobs and raising kids and doing those tough things in life. When we do our work and we research and we figure out what will work for us, then we get the hope back that our lives will get better. But when we lose hope, and those people who lose hope end up committing suicide, they are doing that because they just don't see themselves getting any better. But if you have an accountability partner, if you have a group of friends who you trust, if you are believing that you can find someone who will encourage you and inspire you, then you will get your hope back. And I know that it's easier said than done. Trust me, I've been there. But remember how I talked about in the last episode how important it is for you to put in the time and give some effort toward improving your own condition. And there are things that you can do to become more proactive. So I'm going to ask you, are you performing behaviors that are contributing to you improving your mental health condition? Or are you performing behaviors that are impeding your ability to feel better? And some of those examples would be, are you taking your medication, but you're also consuming alcohol? Are you not realizing that that combination can be lethal? Because if you are not following the instructions that a doctor has given you, and if you are following your own regimen and not listening to wisdom, then you are not being proactive in dealing with your own mental health. So I want you to write down whether or not your current behavior and action is contributing to making you better, helping you to feel more lively, helping you to realize that you're making small incremental changes, or is your behavior reflective of someone who is self-sabotaging and really isn't working toward feeling better? I never want to end my podcast without thanking you so very much for listening. Today marks our 65th episode, and I am so excited about what is coming in the next several months. I'd like for you to please share this podcast with a friend. If you are particularly working on helping people to better understand what you go through with your mental illness, share this podcast so that they can see that the symptoms that you're experiencing are real, because depression is real, mental illness is real, and we have to make it a more important topic in our society. You can find me on TT Mental Health Expert on Pinterest. You can also find me on LinkedIn, on Tumblr, and Twitter. I encourage you to join my YouTube channel, also called Win Over Depression. You can also find me on YouTube at Win Over Depression. I would love it if you would go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Remember, my friend, giving up is never an option. We must stay in the game of life, keep living, because life will get better, but we have to be willing to do the work. I will see you next Friday for another fantastic episode of Win Over Depression. Take care. Be well.